Today on Gardening in a Minute, microclimates. Have you ever noticed an especially cold or warm spot in your landscape? Microclimates are just what they sound like, small areas with slight variations on the weather. Pay attention to the microclimates in your landscape so you can choose the plants most likely to thrive there. In general, the southeast side of your home is the warmest spot to place your cold tender plants. Lower and north-facing areas in the landscape tend to be a little colder and more humid. A fence can block cold or drying winds, preserving precious warmth. Microclimates come and go as the sun shifts from overhead in the summer towards the southern sky in winter. Look for microclimates in your landscape and take advantage of them. For more information about microclimates and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, natural fall decorations. Fall decorating spices up your home with earthy colors from the landscape, such as reds, golds, and browns. You can also use many natural items from the garden in your fall decorating scheme. Collect berries, ornamental grass seed heads, fresh or dried leaves, and branches with interesting shapes and textures to use in displays and arrangements. Pumpkins, squashes, and gourds are perfect for fall decorating. You can carve them, paint them, or use them in centerpieces. Place hay bales at entranceways and add scarecrows and sunflowers to give them character. Corn stalks and Indian corn make wonderful decorations because of their beautiful colors. You can find all these items in your yard, at roadside stands, and at farmers markets. For more information about natural fall decorations and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting shrubs and other woody plants. Planting shrubs is a fairly easy, straightforward process. First, make sure you've got a good place for the new plant, taking into account its mature size, soil, water, and light needs, and other factors that might influence its growth. Dig your hole, making it at least 1.5 times wider than the root ball, but 1 inch shallower. Place the plant in the hole and fill the soil back around the sides of the root ball, but don't put any soil on top of it. Now's not the time to fertilize, as it can burn the roots. Add mulch around the plant, but not on top of the root ball. To ensure establishment, water your new plant on a regular basis throughout its first growing season. For more information about planting shrubs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Coral Ardesia. Coral Ardesia is an exotic invasive that can choke out native species in Florida's wooded areas. Like many invasive plants, Coral Ardesia was originally brought to Florida to brighten landscapes with its attractive foliage and fruit, but quickly became a problem in natural areas. This evergreen shrub reaches heights of up to 6 feet, typically growing in multi-stemmed clumps. Coral Ardesia leaves are dark green and waxy, with wavy edges. Ardesia has clumps of bright red berries which attract birds and raccoons, which then spread the plant. The berries can be present year-round and offer a way for the homeowner to identify it. If you have Coral Ardesia in your landscape, you can remove it by hand, but multiple applications of herbicide may be necessary to eradicate it. For more information on Coral Ardesia and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, houseplant containers. Just as there are countless houseplants, there are plenty of container types. The standard choices are plastic or clay pots, ceramic planters, or baskets with plastic liners. Plastic pots are often the most economical, while glazed ceramic pots and metal urns can give an upscale look. Some plants, like African violets, can be grown in special pots that provide constant moisture to the plant's roots. Be sure your container provides adequate drainage. You can easily drill drainage holes or use a plastic liner pot inside of a decorative pot. Be sure to use plant saucers to protect furniture from any overflow when you water, but never let your plant sit in water. Finally, don't overlook creative containers like galvanized buckets, decorative tins, and even teacups. For more information about houseplant containers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.